Since working with Impact School, I have 5x'd my monthly revenue. And then I went through like the early Impact School program and I got 10 clients in 3 months paying $2,000 each. Suddenly musicians did have money. So that was, yeah, that was what I needed to know to be able to build it further.
Harriet JW in the house today.
So yeah, since working with Impact School, I have 5x'd my monthly revenue. So I'm pretty grateful.
And I'm grateful to have you because you are the type of leader that we aspire to work with. You have a platform and a really strong level of expertise in your industry. And I think what's interesting about the space that you're in is that so many people are hustling so much. We were doing a copywriting masterclass just like a week ago or so, and people are spending hours and hours in the studio hustling, but not necessarily having that big break, right? And the analogy I took from that as we were talking was people hustling the DMs, right? They're building up all these funnels, like they're doing all of this stuff in the coaching, consulting space and trying to build this amazing coaching business because they have this expertise inside them, but they're not able to actually sell it, right? And I know that, just being candid, and I know you're open to talking about this, but that's also the similar position that you were in. And I saw you for so long just working really hard and having this huge amount of output, but maybe just going sideways rather than going forward. So I want to talk about that for a minute. Like, what do you feel it is that has made you actually be able to 5x your business, which, by the way, congrats, like that's a bloody big achievement, especially because I know you have a 1.5-year-old baby, right? So what would you say the components are that have actually allowed you to achieve that element of scale over the last 10 months of working with us?
So I think it's actually much more simple than anybody would think. I think, you know, doing the same thing consistently and learning from the mistakes or the gains in that small thing is actually all you really need to do. And I think it's so easy in the online space, particularly as a creative person, which I am, and the clients I work with are, to get sidetracked, to get shiny object syndrome, to hear some guru tell you to do XYZ and actually go off your path. And actually really what you need to be doing is making small incremental changes on a very regular basis instead of trying new things over and over again. And I think that was a big thing that Impact School helped me with, was one, was to set my vision way higher than any other coach I've ever worked with, or any, you know, of any goals that I've set for myself, with a kind of a why not attitude. Why can't you go that high? Why can't you get to 1 million in revenue? Why can't you get to 50k each month? And actually I think I'd always previously been being quite like realistic, in inverted commas, because you do have to be real in that you need to be able to, you know, I don't believe in just like blind manifestation. I believe in manifestation plus action. And I really think Impact School helps you to take those actions. But in answer to your question, I think it's keeping it really simple and looking at the strategies that are working and doing more of that, as opposed to constantly trying to create this funnel or that funnel or put ads on here or there, and actually just sticking to the basics. And that's making a really good product and talking about it.
Okay, so I want to talk about, what were those things in the past, that those shiny objects that you fell victim to, right? Because I can give some examples for myself. I fell victim to needing to start a software business. I spent, let's not even mention how much I invested in that. Trying to run ads on all these different platforms, trying to do these crazy referral programs. Like, for me, that was some of the mistakes that I have made in the past. But how about you? Like, what were those, as a creative person, those shiny objects that kind of kept luring you back in, that caused you to not necessarily get the results that you wanted?
Brands, fundamentally. Like, I'm a big builder of brands, and I love it. And I think the thing that you often default to is your the place you feel comfortable. So I feel comfortable designing new elements of websites or landing page or videos. I've spent a long time being a video editor, so I read this thing the other day that said people create too much and promote too little. And I was like, well, that hit home. Like, I'd always be, the amount of videos I've got in hard drives of like me presenting something, I'll put it up once and then be like, oh, that didn't work, I'll do it again. Whereas actually, you have all you need, probably. Like, I had all I needed 2 years ago, but only having somebody or having a company like Impact School, like, telling you don't need to do that, just keep doing what you're doing, it will happen, it will work. One thing that my coach at Impact School keeps saying to me, and I have it on my pinned on my page on Notion, is the only thing you need to do is not give up. And that's like a really comforting thing, because I'll arrive at a call like freaking out about something that's happened, and she'll be like, you just need to not give up, you just need to keep putting one foot in front of the other, this will work, you have every marker and sign that it will work, you just have to keep going.
Yeah, and we get to choose, right? Like, at any moment, if we wanted to, we could give up and we could just stop. We don't have to do this, we choose to. We can go and get a job at any time, right? We have definitely the skill set. You definitely have the creativity. That option is always right there for you. And so sometimes you just have to get real with yourself and actually realize that you are choosing to do this every day. And so I think one of the traits about you, Harriet, that makes you for us a dream client when we think about who is our perfect client that we love to work with, is that you are not afraid to actually go in the trenches, do the things that most people think that they're too good to do. Right? You weren't afraid to go and have those conversations with potential clients, because you didn't take every sales call as a sales call. You took it as market research so that you could bring that back into your product and to improve your product. And so what you're saying here is interesting, because something that I've been embodying a lot lately myself, because I'm actually similar to you. Most people don't think this. They think I'm pretty, you know, straight shooting, just fully logical, but I'm actually very creative and I can get very much lured into all of these different other opportunities, which is why I think oftentimes I connect so well with people like yourself, because we have a similar character traits. And it's that when things are boring, that means they're probably working. And so as entrepreneurs, we often cause chaos and mayhem, because oftentimes that's how we've thrived. And that's been our winning strategy until a certain point. And a business coach of mine said that to me. They were like, Lauren, your winning strategy to this point has been X, Y, and Z. But that can end at any moment. You are the one that gets to choose when you want to bring in a new winning strategy for your version 2.0. And that was a powerful reflection moment for me, because I thought, darn, I'm just ultimately creating this chaos for myself in my life. And when I reflected on that, I realized how things could be so much simpler. And so you mentioned the point of like things actually being pretty simple. So can you just run me through like the basic setup of what is your business? What do you do? And what type of results do you get for your clients?
Mm-hmm. So my business works with musicians who want to build engaged fan bases that they can monetize. And that's kind of a key point, because a lot of the new music industry with Spotify and Apple Music, and it's very hard to monetize. And actually, in order to do that, you need huge fan bases of millions. You know, I think latest you get like $3,000 for a million streams on Spotify. And we all know how hard it is to get a million streams. Wow. Whereas what we focus on is a much more of a sort of 1,000 fans model. If you get 1,000 people that really love and care about what you do, you can sell directly to them and ignore Spotify and ignore the labels and actually create a business. So that's what we do. I'd say right now we've got somewhere between 20 and 30 artists on the program. It's a rolling 12-week program that takes you through a specific system called the Connection Method that teaches you how to build, connect with your audience, build a business around it, and you leave with an ecosystem that you can keep turning the cog with. So, you know, the fundamental things that we need to do is content, conversations, and looking for people that we think we can help. So, you know, I'm spending most of my days creating content, and then I have... Luckily, after working with Impact School, I now have people on my sales team that do the artist. We call them the artist development team. That's a much more of a understood term than coaching in the music industry. So, yeah, the artist development team will look for people that we think we can help and talk to them on a daily basis. So I've shifted from yeah, being in the trenches, having, you know, 40 calls a month myself, to being able to focus a little bit more on what I really love and what I've always loved, which is content marketing, branding and things like that. But that doesn't mean I don't take a sales call now and again.
Yeah, me too, for sure. It's so important to do. You know, that's how you're able to really connect with your people and bring it back to the content, to the marketing, and have that transparency over your whole business. But okay, so let's actually talk about this. So I love the unique methodology that you mentioned, right? Your connect method, right? That's what you said. So
connection
that is
method, yeah.
Connection method. There we go. So that's part of your overall CEO scale system. Because I remember before you worked with us, can you just kind of walk me through how you were working with clients? Because I'm pretty sure it's changed quite a lot, huh?
So I first came into contact with you like just when lockdown had hit. And I was running a live event and YouTube channel that very much, you know, counted on being in the real world. So we did a monthly residency. You know, our YouTube channel's featuring anyone from like hundreds of artists, Ben Howard, Bastille, Bahalia.
Yeah. This is my obsession. I like went to these concerts, right? When I was like, when they were not even cool. Okay. This was like my type of indie music. That's my vibe. So I love that, because when you told me that the first time, I was like, oh wow. I mean, this is real cool. I was like, you are so underselling yourself. I saw it.
So that turned into a live event. That was my life, making videos, running live events, hosting the live event. And then lockdown happened and we were like, shit, what are we going to do? And then I was hanging around on Clubhouse like a lot of people were. And I knew that the people that we impressed most were the artists, but I hadn't tested selling to them. And Secret Sessions had some investors early on. And I'd always say, like, I really think there's something in selling to the artist. And everyone's like, musicians don't have money, musicians don't have money, musicians don't have money. And I'm like, musicians don't have money because they don't know how to make money. Like, there's something here. And it took lockdown and listening to you on Clubhouse for me to be like, right, I'm going to try that. And yeah, like I'd really hustled over lockdown in like a freelance job. So I had a bit of money that I could invest in something. And it was like a massive, like a very unlike something I would ever do. I was like, right, I'll try becoming a coach and put down a bunch of money. Like, I think I even said it in the DMs. I don't even know if I had a call. I was like, here's my money, teach me how to do it. And then I went through like the early impact school program and I got 10 clients in 3 months paying $2,000 each. Suddenly musicians did have money. So that was what I needed to know to be able to build it further.
Yeah. And I think people are often doubtful that their dream client that they really want to work with are actually able to afford it, because when you don't know sales basics or if you don't have a proper sales system, you so often hear I can't afford it, and you hear it so often that you begin to believe it, right? Especially if people around you are saying that that's a bit of a silly idea or a silly concept. But for you, this is a few years ago, right? Because I know that then you started working with those clients, and I know since then you've obviously scaled a lot. You've replaced yourself in the areas that you don't necessarily want to be, while being conscious that if you need to get back into them, you will. But because actually this is something that I wanted to ask you about, because something that I'm seeing a lot in the industry right now at the moment, just business in general, is once people hit those, you know, let's say first 20K months, they think that they can snap their fingers and they should just be replaced in every area in their business. So can you just walk me through your thought process there? Because I feel like you have a very good mindset behind this. It's very balanced and it's very realistic. So when I say that, like, what do you immediately think? Is that still like a desirable goal for you, or what's your understanding of that?
So I've never really wanted to replace myself in that I want to go and sit under, like, I last 5 minutes sitting on a beach and I want to like play bat and ball or go and get a drink because I'm bored. So it's not to replace me so that I can do this. It's to replace myself in certain areas so that I can focus on more scalable elements of the business. So, looking for the artist, speaking to the artist, there's a range of activities that I know can be put into a system that people can operate those systems, which, you know, you guys have really helped me to put into place. So what is the perfect thing for me is if those systems are being operated by people, those systems work, and then I'm able to focus on the business instead of in the business and look at how we can help the business grow, but more importantly, help get a better result for the clients. Because, you know, the music industry is constantly changing. There's a lot of work on the program that I want to be doing. There's a lot of industry relationships that I want to be building. There's like a B2B offering that I want to be building. But if I'm, when I first started this, it was like sales, fulfill all the time. It was like on a call or delivering. And I was doing a lot of one-to-one. They're having like 10 clients having an hour call with me a week. What I was able to do was like, that was a really important stage of learning, in the same way that having 300 sales calls was a really important stage of learning. And I think if I'd skipped any of them or automated them, or if I'd had a trust fund and paid someone else to do it, I wouldn't know what, you know, I've got a spreadsheet that just says like artist problems, and there must be like 400 things there that people have said to me. That's my content for the next 10 years. That's how I develop the program. And I think, yeah, if I hadn't have done that, and if I don't continue to put work into those places, you're just guessing what people want. And I think there are probably quite a lot of programs out there where people are guessing what people want. Yeah. And it's really important to me that this does actually change the industry.
Yeah, that's powerful. And I see you doing that with the testimonials that you have with your clients. And I think that's what we are in business for. We want to empower great leaders of their industry, people who are genuine authority figures in their space, to be able to serve more people and also make more revenue, right? Like, we are proud to help our clients make a lot more money, but it's that it should never be in favor of, you know, client results. And I do see this a lot, but at the same time, those are the people who come into the industry for a little while and then suddenly they're gone. Right? They haven't been in the industry for years and years, because it really is product first, CEO scale system first, right? That's the thing that must be validated. That's the thing which, if we're able to consistently bring in clients into that system, churn out results, then we know that we have something that is going to be able to scale without us. And I think that's really a true testament to it, because as the founder, if we always have to jump in and save the day, whether it's to jump in and close the deal, whether it's to jump in and put out a client fire, right, whether it's to jump in and fix some technology, then that's ultimately something which is a pretty scary place to be, because, you know, we're constantly spinning our wheels. But especially on this product side of things, when we can get it working without us, and then we go out there and have those conversations with potential clients, with industry leaders, as you mentioned, and then we can bring that back to even further improve the product. Man, that is such a good use of time. And I see you doing this constantly. And so when it comes to, like, this is pretty interesting, because I know you just mentioned like 300 sales calls. So now you're replacing yourself in sales. So, like, just talk me through that and how that's been for you, mindset shifts and so on and so forth, because that's a pretty desirable place for a lot of people. And I don't even, was that even something that you ever intended to do?
I think like anyone that's, so I, probably like you, I think maybe you had a short-lived one, but have never really had like a proper job. So I've always been like the creator of my own destiny, as it were. So if I'm not working, I'm not getting paid, the rent's not getting paid. So I think it was just so ingrained in me to be that kind of, I have to do it. And, you know, the first time I even hired a VA, I don't think I gave her anything to do. I was like, I'll just do it. It's fine. Like, they'd ask any question. I'd be like, oh, it's fine. I'll just do it. Don't worry about it. So I think that element of like letting go is really, really important. And yeah, like when you hire people, your margins are going to be pinched because you're paying them and you're teaching them. And a product that is like 15 years in the making, that's so ingrained in, like, ask me anything, I can like reel it off right away. And you have to have a real element of, yeah, you've got to move into that leadership role, which like didn't come entirely naturally to me and still doesn't, but I like lean into that. I love learning and I love, you know, seeing growth. So right now I'm really stepping into like, how can I be a really good manager? How can I take all of this information out of what's in my head and put it into other people so that they can thrive and they can make their commission and they can feed their families and pay their rent. So yeah, I like, you know, have to sit on my hands on a daily basis to not go and do it all myself, but but I think I've got like a vision that, so every year my wife is Canadian, every year we go there for like a month, and there's like a sliding scale year on year of like how much I'm working, and it's always like quite a sort of joke within the family. And like last year I got to the point where I was waking up at like 6 a.m. and doing 3 hours. So like this July I want to only be doing like 1 hour, and then next July I don't want to be working at all. So that's always like the benchmark every year of how the business is growing.
I love that. That's so cool, because yeah, well, I mean, you're 5x, right? So I mean, that's a lot, like 5xing your business. So it's just interesting to think about all the things you were doing then versus all the things that you're doing now. Like if we were to do a snapshot in time, let's say last time you were in Canada, right? Or like 2 times ago versus this time, or last time versus what's going to be coming now. What would you say those differences are? Because obviously in some industries, right, you can show a before and after, right? Like with an artist, you can show their downloads, right? Or you can show like all of the gigs that they've done. In business, a snapshot, simple one, is revenue. But what's even more important, I would say, I mean, obviously revenue and profitability is just the lifeblood of the business. But like the actual snapshot in your activities then versus now, talk me through that, because that's pretty interesting.
I think one of the kind of fundamental things that's connected to that 5X is that I've also 5X'd output of the right things. And what I would do a lot of before was trying things. Oh, this might work. And I think, you know, when I think about where I'm at kind of mentally now, like I lived with this sort of, I call it low level anxiety. Like I still have anxiety about things now, but I had this sort of low level anxiety that things just weren't working. And it's because I didn't have a system. I'd worked on this brand, Secret Sessions, for like 10 years. I've got this YouTube channel with 10 million views, you know, hundreds of artists and like all these sort of accolades, but it wasn't making me the income I wanted. It wasn't making the impact that I wanted. So I just lived with this kind of low level anxiety, and my activities were just trying stuff. Oh, I'll try this. I'll try and get on this podcast, or I'll try and make this video, or I'll try and get this after. Oh, we'll do a live event. Oh, actually, no, we'll do this. We'll do that. And never actually sticking to something consistently. So the working with Impact School and like implementing the CEO scale system has allowed me to identify what the activities are that work, what is the output that I get from those activities, having the team and the coaches and Impact School to set your targets really high, and then you 5x your activity and then you get 5x results. And you know, if you need people to bring people in to help you do those, more of those activities. But I think the thing that's really important is that idea that 20% of your activities are giving you 80% of your results, but you often don't know what those 20% of your activities are. So you're just trying anything. And particularly if you're a creative person, you're just going off in all directions all the time. And actually it takes a really good team to be like, this is what's working. Do more of that. Do more of that. Like sometimes I'll get on a call with my coach and be like, just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do. And they're like, right, go and find, you know, 50 artists and start a conversation. I'm like, okay, I'll just ignore everything else that I had on my to-do list.
Yeah, and lose sight of the revenue producing activities, especially if sometimes we think that we've gone beyond that level, right? We think, oh, well, I'm above that. You know, I'm generating so much revenue in my business, but why should I go and speak to people? You know, and it's easy to have that mindset, but I even still do this now myself to this day. I keep my finger on the pulse, because if I'm able to connect with people that I believe that our company at Impact School can really help, then I'm able to bring that back to the team. Here's the research that I had, guys. Here's some concepts that I have for marketing, for sales scripts. You know, here's how we can go out there and connect with our people, give them more free value so that it makes them more interested in potentially coming and working with us, right? And like, I think it's powerful in the sense that you are willing to lean into that. And that's something that I believe if more entrepreneurs would realize, and a mentor of mine told me this once, that hopium is the most dangerous drug for business owners, right? Because it's exactly as you said. It's like, oh, I'll try this. Let's hope that it works. I'll try that. Let's hope that it works. It worked for that person, so it must work for me. But that's where I believe that every business owner, I mean, we couldn't just come in and say, hey, here, this system's going to work for you. why do we do a full-on business audit in the beginning of every single client that we work with, right? Because we need to know exactly how it's going to be with you and your business, your ideal client, your market, your current previous track record, lead gen platform. You had a giant platform, right? Which wasn't even being leveraged. And so when we see things like that, it's like, okay, there's a clear asset over here, but maybe if that thing's not converting, how can we use that as a credibility piece to get further opportunities moving forward? Right. And so it kind of sometimes comes down, and I find this with the coaches that I hire for my business, is like they see me from like a third angle and they're not in it. Because sometimes when you're too inside, you can't actually see clearly because you just see what's right in front of you and you just see all the problems that you're in. Right. Whereas the actual problem may not even be the problem that you feel. It's just a symptom of an overlying issue. Right. And so, Harriet, I am super grateful to have you as a client of ours at Impact School. And when it comes to why I feel like you're able to get your clients such great results, is I feel like you're just genuinely a true leader. Like, you lead by example, you're willing to put in the work, and you're willing to trust in a process. And even if you think you know right, or you think that another strategy might be really effective for you, you lean into the pain of accepting what we're guiding you on. And that's just, I honestly believe that that character trait has allowed you to be successful, you know, even while raising a baby, right? Even while so much going on in your life, you even like broke your foot as well all throughout this, right? And you're like a super active person. So I know so much is going on in your world. And so I just wanted to say, I'm super grateful, to have you as a client at Impact School. And I'm excited to see you in Miami. We'll get you there.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you for doing this, setting up this amazing company and helping lots of people like me.
No, absolutely. And I guess one final thing I want to ask, just because you did mention this, so I guess I have to ask now. You said that you had like worked with other coaches in the past. So what was different?
Name them.
No, you didn't name
them. Yeah, I mean, every coach that I've worked with has had a marked effect on what I've done and what I've put into practice. I think I did the initial program with Impact School that kind of showed me what the hell I was doing, and then got 10 clients, and then I actually went away for a bit and did work with some other coaches, and then I came back. And the reason that I came back was because I didn't get anywhere near as good results as I did with Impact School in that time that I went away for a bit. And I think fundamentally it comes down to the vision that you help people set, that I think is way higher than what most people would recommend, to the point where in the beginning you're like, what? When you're like, come on, let's get this to like a 50K month. And you're like, hang on, sorry, what, £50,000? And you're like, yeah, come on, we can do it. And then you actually realize that you can do it when you put these systems into place. And it's not only putting the systems into place, it's having the support of Impact School, everyone, all the coaches, the other clients. I've made some like really good friends, and I don't actually have a big entrepreneur network. I'm much more in the creative industry, so that's been really important. Like, I'm always on WhatsApp to them, checking out our revenues, helping each other up and down. When one person's up, the other person's down, and then we switch. So the vision, the community, the accountability, and the systems is what Impact School is.
Amazing. Cool. Harriet, thank you so much. This is great feedback for me as well. And what do you think is one thing that we can actually do to improve everything that we're doing right now? Working on huge upgrades inside, especially the portal. We're doing spring cleaning because that, you know how it is when you're doing so many new trainings all the time. Spring cleaning is definitely, that is going on big time right now behind the scenes, to simplify, because that's very important for me. What do you feel like we can do better as a company overall, how we can serve you better? What would you say about that? And we're on film. I'm super happy to keep this in because this is really important to me.
Yeah, I think something that Impact School does already that a lot of the rest of the coaching industry doesn't do, which I think you could even do more of, which would be helpful, is like a holistic bird's eye view of everything that you've got going on and a like objective opinion. I think you should do this. And I think a lot of what doesn't happen in the coaching industry is people saying, you know, I've had it in the past, I've had, and not with Impact School, I've had a lot of, well, what do you think you should do, Harriet? It's like a therapist. well, what do you think you should do? It's like, I'm not paying you to like, if I knew I'd be doing it. And I think sometimes entrepreneurs really need that like objective opinion of like, this is what you should do, now go and do it. And I think that's something particularly I need, because I have a creative brain and I've got all these shiny object syndromes. Actually, I'm very compliant if someone says, just go and do this and it'll work. And I think, you know, like the kind of brains that you have within Impact School, like Anthony is such an incredible marketer and brand person. And I think just having like that, you know, like, here's what we'd do with your business if we were running it as Impact School, I think would be really valuable. And I'd probably go and do exactly what you told me to do.
Okay, so like more, basically it's consulting, right? It's more hands-on consulting. It's like, this is the strategy. Like, you must do this. Here's the deadlines in which you must get it done by. So instead of like instead of consulting, like, you know, in a more general manner, it's more just direct. Like, you must do this and here's the deadline and you must submit it to us. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and I think it's probably more on the marketing side, because I know that I have assets that aren't being used. And you know what it's like when you've got a Twitter, I've just shut down my TikTok or just turned it off for a bit because I'm having to make these decisions about what's actually working and what's not. And I think having somebody to make those decisions with that really understands all those different platforms and understands the brand world would be really helpful. So like, you need to put more effort into your YouTube channel. I want you to upload to YouTube once a week. You need to send 50 DMs a day on Instagram, do this on Twitter, do that here. Just to give that kind of strategy so that you've just, because all I ever crave is like, I want to sit down on my laptop and have a tick box of things that I need to do and I just get them done. Whereas it's so easy to be like, oh, I could do this. Oh, there's a butterfly. Maybe I'll start a butterfly, you know. That would be very helpful.
Yeah, or maybe even those things that you could delegate to an assistant on your team or like a social media person if you have that on your team, right? So, okay, this is good feedback. I think you might like what's coming. So this is really good. Let me just ask you this then. All right, let's say then, you know, from the stage you're at, you're doing really well with just organic social. You're not running paid media right now, okay? So let's just say, given that, you know, we've decided together we want to continue deploying organic, you 5X your business with organic strategies. People always think you need to run all these crazy ads, but as you know, with the right system, then we can get it done organically in some businesses, right? Because you had a great organic base and authority to lean on, okay? So let me ask you this. So you obviously have your one-on-one coach, but let's say you would also have a one-on-one marketing, organic marketing expert who does strategy with you every week, basically who has the entire, like, okay, on Monday you're going to post this, Tuesday you're going to post that, and every day you or your team must share the link to show that it's actually been done. Like, we'll you know, write the baseline copy, obviously you amend it a little bit, or maybe we say, hey, like, do an Instagram story or like an Instagram live, whatever, you know, let's say that was the platform I know you're focused on, so that's why I'm saying Insta. For some people it might be Facebook. We would give you the kind of baseline script, but you would amend it a bit. Like, if we were to do that strategy with you every week and then do a weekly review call, like, on top of what we already do, would that, like, is that what you mean? Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, so I don't know how many attempts I've made at batching content. I don't know how many attempts I've made at including call to actions. I don't know how many attempts I've made at putting strategy in place around all of this, but I still have a real scattergun approach to my email system. Like, I write a newsletter every week. I do all this stuff that just adds value. And actually, I probably need someone to be like, Harriet, you've posted 5 bits of content. You haven't done one call to action. What's going on? How are you going to get any leads? And I think there's like a sliding scale, and it's almost like the more creative you are, the less comfortable you are with that sort of direct marketing approach. So yeah, someone being like, right, you're going to do 3 pastos a week. These are your call to actions. You're going to post your money-making music webinar once a week. And it's going back to that. You don't need to create anymore. You need to promote more. Like, I've got hours and hours of stuff I don't need to make anymore. Yet every day I'm like, oh, what should I make?
But yeah, cool. Harriet, thank you so much. This was great. If anyone wants to check you out.
Harriet JW, come straight to me.
Okay, Harriet JW. You might get some people DMing you now, like, hi, should I join Impact School? So if you don't want them to do that, just tell them.
Do it. Yeah, don't bother DMing me. I won't answer. Just do it.
Oh my gosh, you're hilarious. That's gold. So I'll leave that in. Harriet, thank you so much. This has been fun. I'll see you in Miami.